on May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
We're talking about the biggest injury question marks as training camps open up next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dave Richard on Wednesday, July 26th episode. We're here to remind you about some big names working their way back from injuries this offseason. Those names are Chris Godwin, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, all working their way back from torn ACLs. James Robinson coming back from a ruptured Achilles, T. Higgins coming back from shoulder surgery, and Michael Thomas working his way back from an ankle injury that has derailed his past two seasons. It's been a really tough road for Mike Thomas. And Dave, which of those injuries concerns you the most right now?
The Godwin injury, because we've come to look at Mike Godwin. Maybe I should say Mike Thomas. Chris Godwin, we've come to look at him as a surefire fantasy stud, number one type of fantasy receiver, huge volume getter, good touchdown scorer, good producer of numbers. And if he's not ready to go for the Bucs, when will he be? And how effective will he be? Can he be anything more than just, you know, a guy that runs a route inside of 10 yards, catches a pass, falls down? Can he be explosive this year? Can he catch a lot of touchdowns? And there will be some anxiety building for Chris Godwin's fantasy value if his recovery goes past August 1st and goes past August 10th. And what if it goes past August 20th? And that's when everybody's really starting to draft. He's the one that I'm the most nervous about, because he's the one that I would be most comfortable drafting as a number one at his position if he were healthy.
Yeah, and the comp I keep coming back to is, one, the average time to play for wide receivers coming back from torn ACLs is 10 to 11 months. He had his surgery in January. So, you know, if you took a look at that timetable, even a week one return would be really, really optimistic. And I think about Odell Beckham, who last year he was fully cleared at the start of training camp. He wasn't on the PUP list or anything, but he didn't play until week three, and his injury was a month earlier than Chris Godwin's. So it is a concern. And, you know, hopefully we'll find out in the next couple of days more information about that. One thing that we did learn on Monday was that James Robinson won't be starting the season on the physically unable to perform list coming back from that ruptured Achilles. It's another remarkable recovery, kind of like Cam Akers. He's, you know, actually a month further removed right now than Cam Akers was when he made his return last season. How far up should James Robinson be moving on draft boards from his current ADP, which is around the 12th round?
I think he won't move until he actually starts practicing and there's some visual evidence that he's practicing and that he looks okay when he's practicing. Even if he's going up against the air and, you know, working only in shells, that's fine. That's what I want to see. Until then, he's going to be in that round 12. Maybe he moves up a little bit, Chris. Maybe we take him in round 10 because there's hope that he can contribute and be a part of fantasy teams this year and be part of fantasy lineups this year. That would be exciting to see. But if there's that visual evidence I'm talking about, maybe he even plays in the preseason game and he looks good and the Jaguars offense looks good. You could see him rise into like round 7 or round 8, I bet. I think you'd see people get really excited because we've won with James Robinson before. 2 years ago, he was a fantasy stud. Last year, he would have been a fantasy stud had the Jaguars actually treated him like a feature back every single week. They didn't do that most weeks. And it's not because he's bad. It's because they were idiots. So I think that there's definitely potential for James Robinson to rise up. We're doing a draft today. He will be on my radar once we get to the double-digit rounds for sure.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed just because I've drafted him a lot so far this year. I add him to my most recent sleepers column. So hopefully the price doesn't get too high, because I do think there is some potential there if you're doing a zero RB build, especially to target him in the later rounds.
No question. That's a great call.
All right, and then the last one. You know, we know J.K. Dobbins, it sounds like he's going to start on the PUP list coming back from the torn ACL, and he had some other issues. I think it was an MCL damage as well.
Yeah, he had major reconstruction.
And Gus Edwards, his was less serious, but it was a little later, so we're not sure what his status is going to be for the start of the season. Any interest in Mike Davis as the J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards contingency plan? We saw Devontae Freeman be fantasy relevant in that Ravens offense last year.
Well, Davis isn't the only guy there. And in fact, they added Corey Clement as another insurance policy, and they drafted Tyler Beatty. I like Tyler Beatty's talent, and I think he's got a chance to be a factor there. But I imagine one of the two from Dobbins and Edwards will be ready to go for the start of the season. Not that they will be feature backs. Mm-hmm. And that's really the Ravens' MO anyway, is that they like to use multiple running backs. And then they've got that quarterback who runs the ball too, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. So that's it's right. A three-headed monster that combines their run game, and they're going to lean on that run game a lot. It makes me worried that there won't be a lot there for any one running back from week to week to say that they'll be a number one fantasy RB. They're going to be number two running backs at best. If Dobbins can get off that PUP list by the middle of August, I think people will start to gravitate toward him. I think I would gravitate toward him and start moving him up my rankings. But until that happens, I'm going to be very cautious with him.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of Fantasy Football Today in 5. For more on all these injuries, you know, make sure you stay tuned to every episode of Fantasy Football Today, the full episode or the full podcast on Spotify, Apple, everywhere you get your podcasts. Subscribe to youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday for more, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.